वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं मनोजयं मुनीरये
அது இப்போ தெரியல மோஸ்ட் பர்ஃபெக்ட் மெயின்டைனர் ஆஃப் மெண்டல் எக்கனாமிக்கு இன் ஆல் கிரிட்டிக்கல் சர்க்கம்ஸ்டான்சஸ் Therefore, the example of both grandfathers and for Mason Ishmael of mind is quite sustained. Last he was to celebrate the demigod who awards gifts to beggars. His name is therefore Asudosa. Or one who is pleased to very easy. He is also called the Bhudan Aga or the Lord of Amanpur. For many attached to him because of his munificent gifts, even with the consideration of the afterlife. Rama was very attached to Lord Shiva and by easy preaching him, Rama became so powerful that he wanted to challenge the authority of Lord Rama. Of course, Rama was never helped by Lord Shiva when he fought with Rama. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Lord Shiva. So, Nrikasura, Lord Shiva awarded a benediction which was not only awkward but also disturbing. Srikasura became empowered by the grace of Lord Shiva to vanish anyone's head simply by touching it. Although this was awarded by Lord Shiva, the cunning fellow wanted to make an experiment of the power by touching the head of Lord Shiva. So the Lord had to take shelter of Vishnu to save himself from trouble. And the Lord Vishnu, by his illusory potential, asked Srikasura to make an experiment with his own head. The fellow did it and was finished himself. So the world was saved from all sorts of trouble such as the cunning beggar of the demigod. The excellent point is that Lord Shiva never denies anyone who has any sort of gift. He is therefore most generous, although sometimes some kind of mistake is made. Rama means the goddess of fortune. Rama means the goddess of fortune. And his culture is Lord Vishnu. God Vishnu is the maintainer of all living beings. There are innumerable living beings, not only on the surface of this planet, but also in other hundreds or thousands of planets. All of them are provided with all the necessities of life for a progressive march towards the end of the self-realization. But on the path of self-realization, they are put into difficulties by the agency of Maya and illusory energy. And so travel the path of the false plan of economic development. Such economic development is never successful because it is illusory. These men are always after the mystery of illusory goddess of fortune. But they do not know what the goddess of fortune can yield only under the protection of Vishnu. Without Vishnu, the goddess of fortune is an illusion. They should therefore seek the protection of Vishnu instead of directly seeking the protection of the goddess of fortune. Only Vishnu and the devotees of Vishnu can give protection to all, and because Narada Parikshit was himself protected by Vishnu, it was quite possible for him to give complete protection to all ones who wanted to live under Vishnu. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Sai Bhore Sumadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nāvini नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रकारिणी निर्विशेष पुण्यवाणी पाठाप्रदेशदारिणी जय श्री कृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत सनातन श्रीवासादि गौरवभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण दिस आई विल बी लाइक दिस ग्रैंडफादर विजिता ब्रह्मा इन इक्वल विद ऑफ माइंड ही इज इनिफिसेंट लाइक द लॉर्ड ऑफ द त्रिलोकी शिवा एंड ही विल रिसॉर्ट टू एवरीवन लाइक द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉडेस नारायण हु इज इवन द सेंटर ऑफ द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून. This is about the birth of the Emperor Parikshit Maharaja Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaja was very special because he was protected by the Lord even in the womb of the Putra. Very special, nobody has such the privilege of being protected by the Lord in the womb of the mother. But he has very special, he has the darshan of the Lord. The way is very special. Now, then it is expressed that how, what are his going to be quality, how is going to behave like that, how is going to represent like that. Here it is told, he will be like a grandfather, as proper source. After according to Rama Vishnu Chakravarti, the grandfather means Maharaja Isha, but Sridhar Swami refers grandfather as Brahma. Therefore, Prabhupada is comparing both of them are equally good enough to be compared to the Pachit Maharaja. Sorry, Pachit Maharaja is pretty good. Good enough to compare both equal to them. Sometimes, as he very clearly mentioned, Maharaja Pachit, in what sense is equal to Brahma, what sense is equal to Vishnu, is ignorance of mind, means balance of mind. Is never further made the decision and is very great administrator and the number one executive. Brahma is the number one executive of the whole universe and the Vishnu is the number one executive of this Bharata Desha. That Bharata Bhatta is almost the whole world was under the Vishnu during his period. Therefore, it is very much predicted that Pachit also be an equal powerful administrator between Vishnu and Brahma. Prabhupada is articulating, even though all these great servants or administrators or leaders, it is always criticized. A person all has to hear it. But still, doesn't bother because Prabhupada is the first of the Pope is criticized Brahma because he created the idol because they are unable to see the Lord in the moment of looking. Sight of Lord, they are unable to bear it. Similarly, Vishnu also has under a lot of trouble. Even Pachit Maharaja also undergoes trouble by the who is the boy who cuts the Pachit Maharaja tree in the body, cuts the Pachit Maharaja. Even though he was a wonderful administrator. Therefore, similarly, sometimes the devotee, we take the lesson. When you are doing such a great service, sometimes the comments will not be taken very seriously or it is a normal course of time to accept all the comments. A devotee takes the comments as a positive way to correct himself. A non-devotee takes the comments as a criticism. But a devotee takes the comments always for the improvement of himself. As I said, we discussed in the morning, devotee number 3, he is qualified. He always feels unqualified. Therefore, he welcomes criticism and comment. At the end of lecture, every day of question, answer, comment or criticism. This is the way a Vaishnava is supposed to accept all of it. He is not to feel offended by criticism or comment. Otherwise, why one should ask any comment, criticism, or question, any doubt? It's a very legendary order. That means a Vaishnava is supposed to accept all the criticism in a positive sense. And nobody is free from fault. Even if it is free from fault, he can always improve it. Even Lord told the example, when Dhrumuni put the leg on his chest, he thinks that it is still bad. What did he ask him? So let this pain or something. He starts from Lord. Actually, Mahabharata is a vessel where Rukmini was putting the heart to pull the rest of something. You know the story? So Mahabharata is mentioning the incident where in the Dwaraka, he was pulling the heart of taking something, taking somebody. Therefore, all these Vaishnavas, they never felt offended. They never acted in a Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni is exact opposite. He feel offended for every small sort of thing. But the Vaishnava is supposed to not be offended for any positive also. That is the way Pachit Maharaja is going to set an example. That is when Sri cuts the Pachit Maharaja, he never felt offended. You saw whole powerful system. He never felt offended. What did he tell for that? Judgment of God. He immediately renounced the thing, okay, my time has come. If they put out of the whole world, you can put in the hand, you can immediately hand it free, cash and all those things. And you know that one Siddharth, he comes to try to receive, comes to help before, what is the snake name? Who bites it? Prashaka. Before he bites, he comes, try to come to the, come towards the Siddharth, the Pachi. And but the key proper that thing, that Prashaka is also coming on the way, as a Brahmi. And our finding him, he felt he's going to sell the purchase from the biting of the Prashara. And the Prashara bites the tree, but he revolves the tree. With all his poison management removed, then he found it effectless, but that will not be taking effect. Therefore, for that, he satisfied him and then he died. But in Prashita Maharaja also, he never wanted to overcome the curse by any way. He accepted it as Lord's mercy. Imagine, he is the emperor of the world and he is a small boy. Even his own father is talking at him. So this is a grand mistake. But he never felt upon that. But this Maharaja never felt upon that. This is the economy of mind what is to talk here. It's a great potential that we have to learn from the Vaishnava's great Vaishnava's life. How they live, how much tolerance they are having. Even a small grower of company makes us like a fire. They are getting so much affected, offended, so much depressed. But what is the question of this? Prashita Maharaja is going to turn the Vaishnava's mind in advance to predicate. Equal to Brahma, equal to Vishnu. And in the whole sequence, and Vaishnava never takes any comment or criticism or any difficulty as the blessings of the Lord. So he takes as the blessings of the Lord, not takes as the curse of the king. Or never feels offended. That is the one of the qualities that Vaishnava has to develop. And Prashita Maharaja is number one expert administrator who has a quality. This is the one of the qualities of the administrator. In particular, it's common for every Vaishnava, but in particular, the administrator has to be. Otherwise, he cannot be administrator. Means, one has the balance of mind only can do justice to all the citizens. Not one who has the partiality or some sentiment or impression, he can never become the administrator or he cannot do the justice to the citizen. And here, Prashita Maharaja is glorified that the son, so Prashita Maharaja who is going to Bahan, will be like Vishra and as well as like Bhima, Brahma. Now, I am coming forward as a Pusat, why he is glorified, is proved later, even the Swami, first in effect to Prashita Maharaja, it took it for hearing Bhagavan. And because he was happy, he was happy that at least he was knowing that the 7 days before he knows this day. Therefore he had time to hear for Bhagavan. And because of that, he got the virtue to have all the Bhagavan. That way, he saw Lord's pre-arrangement, he understood that the pure Vaishnava. He never, his mind was not affected. And he didn't feel depressed, he didn't feel angry, he didn't fight with the people. And the same way, Vaishnava, these are little tolerant, silly sexual, all of these are the word used to silly sexual. Tolerant. We need a little tolerance. So not to get any offender or other thing. But the Vaishnava, when we are doing, losing his parents and his father, that thing, naturally end up in one apparat. Apparat is the end of all by devotion. You know, I need not explain all these things, it's a different topic. Therefore, a devotee has to develop always the humanity of mind as like Prashita Maharaja, even in the worst condition. Everybody is good in good condition. And who is good at bad condition is the real one. That's why, they tell Santa of the Chinese method by the weaker tree. The chain has many links. But even one link is weak when you pull it, it will break. Similarly, all the people are good in the good circumstances. But even in the weak circumstances, somebody is good, he is really great. Even the provoking situation, even the distressing situation, somebody has to take it in a positive way. I remember once Maharaj was, Guru Maharaj, Jayapala Maharaj was with me. He was going to the airport to somewhere, those days customs, there was very traffic in the US. When he got down, some lady customs inspector or something, she immediately on seeing him, and she thought, I don't like Hare Krishna people, I hate Hare Krishna people. In the world, he thought, then was Maharaj is telling that and he said, Hari Bol, she told Hare Krishna story. She told Hare Krishna story. Similar incident, you can see in Prabhupada, some paper in Australia, some people are commenting very bad about this thing. But always I mention Hare Krishna people, Hare Krishna people, and that. Prabhupada told how many Hare Krishna is there in county, or so many, how many editions are going in this paper. County totally, you know, so many people have done Hare Krishna today. That's the Prabhupada comment. Therefore, this is the mood of Vaishnava. They take any worship things also to the best point. They cannot find fault with this thing. This is called ignorance of mind. And each year, at the European Gavati, now the whole security is, because we are missing this point, the whole society is getting affected. This also Prabhupada's posts are told, from internal calendar, fire from outside, only from inside. That means that because when you lose the balance, you fight, the thing become weaker. But when you become united, you have to fight Maya, not the devotee. You know, start to fight Maya. Now we are wasting our time fighting devotees and finding fault like a process breeds contempt or something like that. Sometimes the devotees are becoming closer. They started finding small, small faults. They don't go, they leave the big, big fault outside. At least the devotee is falling for a day, the spiritual and doing physical standing, doing so much services. Okay, encourage. It's not that outside they are doing nothing. But we are more associated, don't say them. But instead you would meet by, meet by, meet by, all these things that go on commenting. Why is the ignorance of mind? You don't even want to find some good things being done by the devotee. You see, certain level of grace seems to be considered. Like yesterday I told you, Jayananda Prabhu was glorifying even speaking in mail and putting the things in. And it's glorified to Maharaj, that's not he built the house, not the Jayananda Prabhu. Jayananda Prabhu is not Prabhupada, it's but who makes thought. I was mentioning the internet yesterday. Such that this one point is that the great topic to talk ignorance of mind. Therefore, Vaishnava has to develop in particular rules in management, they have to be tolerant to the criticism. Nobody is free from criticism. And if you look for criticism, if you don't look for the accept the criticism or trouble, then you are never going to improve in your life. That means a perfect person, you are considered worthless. That means you are at the top of your ego. If you consider yourself as a perfect person, not subject to any comment or criticism, that means you are at the top of the false ego. Then where is the question of devotion? Therefore, one, Vaishnava has to be always very perfect someone to criticism. This is Prabhupada mentioned in the thing, but first, because even though great things were subject to criticism, they are so very. And Yudhishthira also said, Yudhishthira underwent so much discredit. Ashit Maharaja went under discredit. They all accepted. Why not he also fall in the same way? This will be a great help to make our devotion perfect. And certainly this is one of the highest qualities to be exalted. So that I see, foresee that the one who follows this quality will not have any problem of apparatus. Because one has this quality of not accepting command and criticism out of possible. Okay, even in the case, what's the case, somebody is commanding, you feel it is not right, you can always discuss and get the right meaning and make them to understand what is your mood. Not the way you fight and comment and all those things. This is a great difficulty of our society, and the devotees, when they become closer, they forget the minimal Vaishnava things, even the material world. People are subject to many different thoughts, but if they are not following the minimal thoughts. I was mentioning one, I don't know, there are 2 days back, I think. So, in the material world, people are trying to take positive things, not negative things. I remember when I was working in a Vada project in 84 or 85. I was scientist there in the next to director level. Then I retained the post. He was very good to me till the day. The day I gave the resignation, he was very upset. He became angry with me, the director. He doesn't want to leave, he didn't want to leave me. He gave me so much trouble, not really. But at the end of 2 months, when he reviewed me, the word he told first friendly, that's what I mentioned. He told, tell all bad about me to me. I thank myself. Tell all good about me to outside and be happy. This is a simple material simple of following this formula. What to talk about we devotees. We do other things. Tell all bad about others. Open our dirty laundry to the whole public. Dirty laundry should be loaded to the cleaner. He can clean the laundry, not to the public. Therefore, we have to accept the comments and criticism in a positive way. This is the first quality of Vaishnava which Parshikumaraja has. Next is he is compared to the Shiva. Because Shiva is compared to Shiva because unconditional, he is the, what is it, boon giver. Asudosa, the third is mental Asudosa. He is Vaishnava is more generous. And king also, wherever it is necessary, there should be more tolerance. Charitable and he. I remember when that Rajadeva was joined by Yudhishthira, I think they appointed Karna for the first time to donate. Because Karna is the person who can donate free. It is appointed Karna to donate the fees. Because the more is, one who is administrator, I am talking in the context of administrator than Vaishnava only. Because Pajit is the administrator as well as, he is going to the Maharaja. He is compared to the administrator, Yudhishthira and Brahma. Therefore, he should not be so tight bound that he should be liberal in all the bone beneath. Whatever be the case, he has to view the citizens and whatever their requirements, it will work. Similarly, the administrator has to take care of all the needs of the citizens. That is a very important character. It can come down the level to family head. You should not think it is only for things and other things, Brahma, not for me. After it gives a very tough down to the family head. I remember that the family head has to such a responsibility, one responsibility for food. The head of the family, after all food is ready, everything offered, he has to go out and stand on the gate and call anybody hungry. First job he has to do. And anybody is hungry, he has to feed the person first. Next he is supposed to feed the old people in the family, or the young children in the family, then all ladies should be fine, then the family head should be. This is the Sastravedi, how one to take food. He, the head of the family, is supposed to take care of the old members. Then only he is eligible to become head. Otherwise, you have to become servant. Being the head means not bossing over. You have to serve the people. As a family member, or a temple commander, or temple manager, or temple administrator, or DGC, or anything, we call ourselves a servant. You are really servant. A leader is a real leader, is a real servant. You have to serve the family, like the head of the family. He is supposed to take care of all the members. Yes. King is supposed to take care of all the citizens. This is the word now in Iskcon also we are saying care of the devotees. Till now he is also, we have a lot of discussion about devotees' care. How to care of the devotees. Because we are telling we are war. War means it does not get in benefits alone. You are supposed to serve and take care of them. Then it is really mind we are for really war. Second equal in person is a servant leader, no? Servant leader. You mean servant leader means what? What is the meaning? Servant leader. You are the number one servant. You don't call leader leader. You don't call Maharaja or something. You call servant leader. Means you are supposed to serve everybody. Then you are qualified to become leader. If you are not so ready to serve the people, you don't become leader. Become the... That is why here the decision is that one has to serve without any hesitation, without any discrimination, without any reservation. Has to serve. That is why Shiva is serving all the people. Shiva is free being. But Prabhupada in exceptional case, he makes mistakes also. But general mood is, it's a serving mood. That is, we have to learn from Shiva. And persistence is going to have that quality of Shiva in serving or in giving blessings or bones. What he goes is, blessings or bones means, help them to come up in devotion level. And it's a very important factor. In spiritual life, somebody's spiritual leader is very, very important. They have to take care of the whole character of following. That is something I was joking with sometime meeting, today after meeting someone, sister, somebody was told. Something was discussed, we told Guru Maharaj, if I tell you, you will not take action. Then somebody told you, you will never take action because he wants to go back to Godhead. You know, because according to Shastra, if the disciple doesn't go back to Godhead, the Guru also cannot go back. So he lost the disciple, goes, he has to wait. It is like a servant, although everybody to take food, then he takes food. Servant is the same way. The Guru has to wait until all are getting liberated, all his disciples. Same way, suppose the disciple errs and he gets out of the Krishna consciousness, he has to wait. You are joking, some demand, some discussion about that. Similarly, everybody is the mood of studying and helping. This is the way we develop the mood so that all people, all sex can help. That the leadership quality means, this is a real leadership quality. I don't talk about all the material leadership. That is nonsense. What is the material? We are all speaking. We know we have so many seminars. I don't know all of you employees to have all these seminars. All leadership management, this management. It's the real management. Who is speaking all this management in the leadership policy? Is anybody speaking in the leadership policy? Many of you must attend the all leadership seminars and all those things, the material seminars. Who is speaking this type of policy? This is hard for you. You can stop, you can maintain every time any number of people receive this quality. Other management, what they are talking is to keep the money and some other regulatory principle violations. You give them that the things and keep, that is their management, how to keep it. This management is keep cost for hospital because they will be eternally secure. They will eternally regulate you. Because they are calling Janme Janme Prabhu say, we don't want only this Janma. We are so much servant, all the leaders they follow, leadership management course, they follow this rule. They love all their employees permanently with them. They need not stress for employees every day. This is a real leadership course. This is a real leader. Because they don't suffer, they don't care. They care materially care, not spiritually care. In the name of care, they are spawning them. Take the party every week, 2 days, he can use full of party. And you take 4 weeks all nonsense. Even the college students nowadays, full 4 weeks they are to vary. The devotees are varied. There was any thing examining taking the violator as a regulated principle. Some violation, some percentage of violation, maybe not 100%, maybe 20%, 30% violation. It is called enjoyment. That is, this type of thing cannot stop leaders. Leaders can maintain all the citizens or employees or devotees or congregation, everything by the quality of care. Taking their spiritual care, taking their other care, salvation, that's a real quality for natural development. That has Parishkumarga and that quality. Third is come the Lord is I need not come the Lord. Lord is all in all. They are all qualities. But the Prabhupada Pashtuni mentioning, Lakshmi is in our heart. Who is the Pashtuni, who is even the center of the goddess of Pashtuni. This particularly mentioned because somebody watching Lord Lakshmi alone, without Lord, he is like a Ravana. Because he is a proper girl, I am not saying. I can go to Pashtuni, where Prabhupada is saying. Because Ravana took, separated from Rama, he took Sita alone. He took Lakshmi. And similarly, he also wanted only Lakshmi. You see, Lakshmi put ahead, everybody is only Lakshmi. And then I told all the people to speak with Narayana also at least. And because we want only Lakshmi, it's like a greediness, you know. And it's Lakshmi is the number one safe place. He will never be without her husband. If you keep her alone like Ravana and you, that's why she immediately goes away. Her name is Chanchala, Balaram is telling her name is Chanchala. That's why one of the names for Krishna is Chanchalapati. Chanchala means one place she will not stay until her husband is with her. Therefore, all of you worship the Lord then. Therefore, all of you are worshipping Lord, you need not separately worship Lakshmi, it will come automatically. And husband comes to the wife, automatically follows. You need us to grab the wife and she is separately like your Ravana. See the whole process is not necessary. Pachita Maharaj is like a Lord. Who is the center of even the Lord, sorry, Lord Lakshmi. Prabhupada Sakota was explaining what does he mean and all those things. Like if one devotee has to worship, Prabhupada is mentioning no need to worship any Lakshmi separately. And Lord is worship with the Lakshmi comes automatically. That's why that Aishwarya, second thing comes, you know, second master, Aishwarya, which can, devotee gets Aishwarya also. All open, not only mind, wealth, name, fame, dana, everything comes. Because Lakshmi brings everything and her husband is there. At the place you want to make it very powerful. Still sometimes you don't get it, it's Lord's arrangement. In thought, this is a nice law of having different comparisons of the devotees and the position of emperor. It's not all emperors follow the rule, all leaders follow the rule, all. That is a very simple thing. And now, modern day, now the people are not having so much following the things, even the only circle, they have to learn a lot. And we are supposed to have more qualities to be developed, more leaders, list of qualities what the Vaishnava has to. Around 18 qualities, you know, you know, somebody human, you cut off drawers, number of qualities he is meant to. These are the basic qualities explained here. And Parishita Maharaja is the number one devotee, so had all these qualities. Going habits, before his birth it is predicted, but it's a very good comparison. And certainly the devotees also, let us try to train these qualities so that he can also advance in the devotional life. Any doubts, any clarifications, questions, comments, criticism? Supreme Lord is center of Lord Krishna.
Yes.
see the thing is, even Guru is somewhat to Lord, equal to Lord. How do you understand? Many cases, Guru also considered to be Lord, to be treated like the Lord. He is the true representative of the Lord. True representative, he bore all the qualities of the Lord. Clearly, Pashitumara, since he is a true devotee, true devotee of the Lord, he will bear all the qualities of the Lord. That is the meaning of comparing to somebody. Not that he is going to become Lord. He is going to have all the qualities of the Lord. Because he is a pure devotee. Who represents the Lord also will have all the qualities. That's why it is compared to the Lord. There is somebody who completed all his disciples and sent back to heal in Kovata. According to Sastra, that is the proper mention of the many places of Acharya's mention. Because it is mostly, it's for their mercy. Not that it's voluntary, they are voluntarily taking. Like you are the head of the family, you have the full right to eat first. But if she voluntarily you accept the condition that all others eat, then you eat. Similarly, as the true Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, the Parambara, there is a full right to go back to God. But if he himself voluntarily accepts this condition, so that out of mercy, one of his sons is still waiting. Who will be taking? That is waiting out of mercy, not out of condition. That's the difference. By out of condition, by out of mercy. He has a full right to go back. But he is waiting out of condition. That's why even Acharyas are coming back. Even down back to the earth, out of mercy. So many Satyavas are there. They are liberated souls, many. They come back to this world just to out of mercy to stay back. Not to talk about going, they go there and come back also. Many are coming back, you know, to this world because of helper. That is a very special mercy of Vaishnava. Even if they go, they are coming back. Because some are waiting. Therefore, there is a more of the thing. So you remember what is the name who told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that let me wait so many years of peace, but all others can be liberated. What is that? Huh? No, in the second month of life also. Huh? He tells you, no, I can wait. But all of you can be liberated and all. Pranam Maharaj also. So many Vaishnavas, out of mercy, certainly you are so much in depth of Vaishnavas. They are really going mercy to us. Without their guidance, without their blessing, we cannot do anything. They are so much that giving trouble to them, still they are helping us. Yes, any other? The mighty person is a result of
As you say that the quality of the Vaishnava is the quality of the Vaishnava is even if it is difficult by many people, it's not often there. But in our family life also, and also in our same culture also, many times we see that due to the process of the regulation, we continue, we try to clean up.
Process of the regulation?
On the rules and regulations is followed. We get criticized by many members of our family and friends also. But we should not do that.
They are Vaishnavas or not?
No, non-Vaishnavas. But
non-Vaishnavas will always criticize.
But how to deal with
it? It is like a war, like a breaking area. If you are intelligent, you can convert them to devotees. Most of the devotees despoil the family member by counteracting the material way. Initially, you imagine your condition, this is accepted on the first day, or this day. When you enter the temple, what are the three systems you carry? When you first saw the devotee, what are the three systems you carry? And you hear so many three systems, what is it? Did you accept everything in the first day? No. That means we are so many questions down, criticism, comments, everything. But by Vaishnava Smriti, we got clarified everything. And now we accept the devotion. Give the same chance to our members who are criticizing you. Don't throw them out in one shot by your rascals, your indicators, your leaders, drinkers, and all this. Give them chance. That's why Guru Maharaj wants to show, if you cannot make devotee, at least don't make enemy. Many of us make enemy. At least if you don't make devotee, don't make enemy. Even though you can, one day they become devotees. The way you behave is that, oh, generally they become, not become enemies. This was not told to me. False ego. Many problem is false ego. They might have criticized some devotee, might have criticized like anything to the father or parent or something. Even in future they accept all the concepts, they will not come because of the false ego. You criticize to me so much. Therefore, don't make any practice with word and remember. If you cannot make devotee, at least don't make any. These people who can only then become devotees. Don't come and do much. And if you will grant the way, some devotee helped us. When he came to form a criticism, all these people know dozen or anything other than jumping and eating. This is the most of the common present for you. Nobody wants to classically define what is the power of the world. The first outset, outside thing they know what is jumping and eating. Therefore they know only that much. Nobody should get some here. And, but still, somebody explained all the people in the philosophy, what is the merit of standing, what is the thing. Now we are devotees. Give the same equal fair chance to everybody who criticizes. That's our best way of doing it. In particular, the family member has been a lot of equal to us. He's full of bond for me, he's full of junior to me, he's affecting me. I know also. Therefore, you want to be very, very humble. You not have to be very humble. Then only you can do it. Correct.
But we are possible in that. Now we are trying to convert into real ego. Try to become servant, find all your powers to work with self-analysis. Or self-analysis. Self-analysis. I don't have analysis. Analysis. Analysis yourself, how much you are good. How much you are having problems. And anybody sincerely he immediately becomes humble. You put a movie of your mind in somewhere outside and you see what is in your mind. What are the histories in your mind? Then you become humble. I am not so advanced about this to comment anybody. Since because we are not really seeing what are we are developing the all ego, that's why we are not humble. All these are softens to want to come in humble. We know we are all faulty. We are all Vaishnavas told they are humble. Palita Pavanate Tavada Matam Abhagana Bhaja. Even God is the Narsamatapa's number one class devotee because Tapa Pata, that's a moral to develop. It's a great office, big office. Yes. Any other questions? No.
So, how do we understand this?
You have stopped after this. after that Kali told, I am also your physician, please give me a place. He gave the place. Five places. He never gave a place to Kali. Four plus one. Because the mother hears about that, he was cutting the leg of the thing. Don't do without it, indiscriminately you are doing. Like, he was doing indiscriminately. Means, every place he was trying to spread. Then finally he wanted to remove him, then he begged, I am also your physician, please give me a place. Then he gave the place. In your kingdom, nobody cannot try to give, therefore give me a place. It's merciful. He says, cut up in Manhattan for all the problems and troubles. Now there are four places. And plus gold, it's the place. He's saying his particular time, every place was pure, no regulatory violation. Because of six roads. Then Kali told, still I don't have place, because you are in your kingdom, nobody is doing this wrong thing. Kali told, stay at the government. He is merciful. He is willing. But also, another thing is, a king who is to punish the erring person. If he doesn't do, who will protect the good people? Even Lord is in Patrana and Ramana, Manasa is Ishwaka. What are his duties? They have to protect the cause of Sarpuna Sarasu. Panishati. Karma Sansar Nataya. These three are the duty. Comes down. The king is a representative of the Lord. Suppose he suffers the name and all these three. On the day he is dying also. Clear? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Sri Narayana Prabhupada Sri Narayana. Thank you.